time is 7 after the hour. It is Memorial Day 2013. Have a meaningful day. Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen here. Ken Kessler is off today, and so is Richie. I'm trying to remember where Rich... he's involved in the
parade.
He's involved in the parade. That's right. Yeah, in Washington.
And also, I believe there was a rumor that his wife had friends in town.
Really?
Yes.
That's a rumor. Certainly. We place no credence in anything like a rumor. Roberta Fasanelli, our Queen of Cheap, has a very important report for us in a few moments. You want to give us some of the highlights of the Queen of Cheap deals for today?
We have all sorts of deals specifically for members in our armed services and their families, and some of the stuff you will not believe, some great stuff for them.
All right. We would believe it because you're so credible.
I know.
Roberta, you're the credible source of
information. I'm the Queen of Credible, as well as
and
the
enlightenment.
Of yes.
All right, so I want to spend a minute here talking. This is a day of reflection for a lot of people who know what the day really is all about. A lot of people don't know what the day is about. They think it's about barbecues, about going to the boat.
A day off.
Yeah, right. So,
start of summer.
I will tell you that the reason I'm where I am is because I watched a good deal of the Memorial Day concert last night in Washington.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a replay of Charles Durning's, Charles Durning was involved in this show for quite a long time. He was a veteran and had amazing stories to tell about his experience because he was such a great storyteller anyway, and he had so much credibility. I did a little research online as to not necessarily the horrors of war, because that's not what I want to focus on, but I am reminded that movies like Saving Private Ryan put a spin on what actually went on. The movies and many of the books that were written about, let's say, our experiences of World War II, ours, our country's experiences, but the men and women who gave it all, and that's what Memorial Day is all about, those who died in service to the country, the descriptions of what actually went on when someone was hit by the fire, and Durning was very descriptive, so troubling. But the naivete that we have about this, because we're protected, this country's never really seen in its history any serious fighting. It certainly hasn't since the Civil War. There hasn't been anything.
You mean not on the grounds of the country?
On the ground of our country.
The grounds of the country, correct.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. So I read the story written by a fellow who is a veteran, describing what his life is like, having lost the ability to move as a result of what happened to him in Iraq. He writes about his paralyzed body, his spastic arms, the paraplegic way in which he gets around or doesn't get around, and how he has learned to deal with his disability. He can't move his neck. He can't, basically can't move. And for 22 years, he's been like this. Can you imagine living your life? Those of you who have nothing wrong with your body, can you imagine what sort of things I met J.R. Martinez, and he was on this program. I met him on an airplane.
He's amazing.
A guy, 30 years old, who was in Iraq, had his face blown off, basically, and had it put back together again, in a sense. But his life has not been, as with many who might have gone down that same path and not known what to do. His courage, his smarts, his ability to deal with people have sent him on a course of being a motivational speaker. He's got a radio program, he's done a lot of television, including Dancing with the Stars.
And All My Children. He was actually hired by a soap opera first.
Yeah.
In Iraq Vet.
Yeah. So I read these stories of these people who have been in harm's way, who have gotten to a point of peril, and they have survived. And then from that comes into my mind the question, which may be the question, whether you have a religion or you don't. Religion and God have nothing to do with each other. You've heard me say that any number of times. But I do ask out loud why it is that we suffer. The question about whether suffering is God's will or not.
Please.
And whether it is of value or consequence to think about that. You say, please, reflecting what thought?
When I say, oh, please.
Oh, please.
It's like, suffering God's will? I don't think so.
Well, what is it? You'll hear it a lot of times today. People thank God for our soldiers and thank God for this and
thank God
for that.
Our soldiers.
God gives us free will to make choices. And everybody, I think when people say that God creates tornadoes or God creates people, you know, creates situations where people are going to get shot and killed or where kids are going to get killed, I think that's wrong. I think God gives us free will. He's not a vengeful God. He's a God that is, you know, people just all have choices and we all have to live with those choices. God doesn't tell us what to do. He guides us. And I think part of our journey is deciding that best path. And unfortunately, a lot of people don't decide in the way that they should, and people get hurt.
And I think God has a lot better things to do than to, you know, worry about being vengeful upon us for some reason
Then why are there wars? Why are there wars?
Because people have the right to make decisions. We all have free will, and some bad people make decisions that good people have to deal with.
Because we haven't evolved yet into a point where we would not have war, where it's still part of we're still continuing our evolution. And perhaps eventually, if we don't blow ourselves up, we'll get to that point.
We have a lot of growing and living to do, as the song suggests. But I think it's interesting and is a part of the reflection that might take place today in the more meaningful ways that we take stock of who we are, where we are, what we're doing. A lot of people have turned I wish I would stop. I wish you would both, and everybody here with me, I wish you'd get me away from every time I say something that's positive about Obama. Well, I didn't really vote for the guy, and I don't like him.
I know. We'll do a like buzzer. How about that?
Yeah. But
I'm not his biggest fan,
because
but...
Because I'm sort of defensive about saying it, because this is a program that's not about politics and it's not about right or left, and we try to hear from everybody on all sides. I will tell you, I think the move away from the war on terror is one of the smartest things, and I say this with a chuckle. He hasn't done a lot of smart things, but this is one of the smart things, because it is meaningless. It goes no place.
It's not nothing. Meaningless. I don't think it's meaningless. What I think it is it's a turf war, essentially, and there's no place to go to fight
it. The war,
you're not at war with the country.
This war, it's kind of like the war on drugs. Meaningless. Waste of money, waste of lives, waste of time, doesn't do anything, hasn't gotten us anywhere. And so if he dismantles, I'll have great regard for him, if he dismantles the TSA, for example, as a demonstration of changing the focus, because you're not going to do anything with the TSA, hasn't done anything, won't do anything, doesn't save us anything or protect us from anything. So why do we have it? Why are we as taxpayers allowing ourselves to be pushed around by a lot of the things that happened after September 11th? I was reminded, Roberta, yesterday Meredith was talking about having gone into that church at Ground Zero, where there are, among other things, so many things that are reminiscent of that day, including firefighter emblems from all over the world.
Yeah.
Things that are
forget
there.
That. There are footprints in the soot still in the pews. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, there's a firehouse about a block down from my apartment in Manhattan.
Yep.
And every time I walk past it, if the door is open, there's an entire wall, because the entire company was lost on 9/11 in that particular firehouse.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
So it's like it's a reminder every time I walk by it.
And it's an important reminder. I was going to say it's a good reminder. It's an important reminder.
Yep.
A lot of these things are reflective, and that's what today is about, I think, anyway, and I hope you'll agree. Roberta has a lot of material for those in the military that you can get free today, and she'll have that list for you in just a moment here on Good Day.
Our Are you planning a vacation and trying to make your whole family happy?
I want a hotel with convenient locations and continental breakfast.
It better have internet.
Don't forget, we're on a budget.
America's Best Value Inn has you covered with all this and more at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Plus, join the Value Club for instant room discounts, upgrades, and late checkout.
Yes, I can sleep in.
Visit americasbestvalueinn.com and make even your grumpiest teenager happy.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
GEICO presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hey there, buddy. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with GEICO, we've been riding a lot more, which means I've been able to really exercise these pipes of mine. Just listen to them. Sorry about that. Oh, yeah.
GEICO could help you save on your motorcycle insurance, and that should make you and your bike very happy.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at turntohelpnow.com. At turntohelpnow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to turntohelpnow.com today.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster dive. It's Roberta Bessamelli.
All right, let's get to these military benefits from the Queen of Cheap, Roberta Fasanelli.
Okay, great stuff for the military, active duty, or even veterans, and sometimes their families, too. Let's start with Lowe's and Home Depot. You can get 10% off your entire in-store purchase on Memorial Day weekend. Just go to their websites and or go to DougStefan.com. Even more importantly, we have the links for you to how to get your 10% off. Sam's Club is giving you a free $15 gift card when you enroll or renew your Sam's Club membership. That's for all veterans and active duty military. At Shoney's, you can get a free All-American Burger for military and active duty veterans and active duty military and veterans. Baja Fresh, 25% off your entire order. Blue Star Museums, which is over 2,000 museums, art centers, exhibits across the country, offering free admission to active duty military and families, part of a Blue Star Museum program. Hero Salute, that's where SeaWorld, Busch Gardens, Adventure Island, Water Country USA, or Sesame Place gives free admission to military and up to as many three direct dependents. A Story Before Bed, a really cool thing where you can give, they give away 100,000 recordings of you reading a story to your kids. So if, the, if you're not there, if you're overseas serving our country, your kids can still hear you tell them the story at night. Buildasign.com, they give you a free welcome home banner. You just pay for the shipping there, and that's when your loved ones come home from serving overseas or in the country as well. You get a beautiful banner for them, and we tell you how to do it at DougStefan.com. And something called Green Care for Troops. You can sign up for free lawn care service. This is for families, military families with loved ones who are deployed. So if dad or mom's not home to cut the lawn, well, they'll help you do it through the Green Care for Troops program. And all of these great deals are at the Queen of Cheap section at DougStefan.com, and lots of other stuff there, too, to ways to save money. So go check it out.
All right, the report there, easy to find, Queen of Cheap box on the homepage at DougStefan.com, right next to Phil Everett, Supermarket Guru. A lot of helpful hints there as well, because we're all about help here on Good Day.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the serious concern for all of us. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get the most important supply you can for your liberty, freedom, and security, and that's food. We thought the danger was drought, or food diverted to our gas tanks, or food so expensive that we'd all need financial assistance to afford it, or our food being sold to other countries. But here's the most effective way you'll lose your liberty and security without a fight: government regulation. The do-it-yourself public services of many LDS Mormon food storage canneries can no longer be provided. This, along with the recent private gardening and farming regulations and additional government control of food supplies and resources, says food is the ultimate priority. eFoods Direct will provide free shipping on all food orders until further notice. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Move Over Organic, the Pureganic Companion ebook and cookbook sets a new standard for purity in our diet with a 100% toxin-free lifestyle. It's time for an American renaissance in health and quality of life. This book is loaded with simple methods to holistically eliminate disease, original recipes, a 30-day diet plan, and much more. Purchase now at PureGanicCompanion.com. The Pureganic Companion, the preventative maintenance manual for the human body.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Fitting for Memorial Day, 24 minutes after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen along with Roberta Fasinelli. Jennifer Horn has our television report in a few moments. You want to tell us what's in the offing, what's good?
Yes, I'm going to give you some Memorial Day marathons plus a little American Idol news.
Memorial Day marathons, so the usual, like they have an NCIS marathon.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Thanks for ruining my story. We're going to pretend we didn't hear that.
I'm good at that. One of the men who probably was more of a mentor to me than anybody else in the broadcast, I've had three or four people over the years who have affected the way I approach what I do on the air. We all have mentors, maybe your parents in one way or another, somebody at work, someone at school.
And I am very proud that you picked me, Dougie.
Oh, you're welcome, Jennifer. Yeah. Well, you have
one of your mentors,
yes. Impact on what I do, you and your father. The world of this kind of radio is a pretty small world, and we have a club, I suppose, that many of us who have been doing this for a while belong to. It's not an official club, although we used to have an association of talk hosts. And the gentleman about whom I am to speak was with me, and I with him, on the board of directors of the National Association of Talk Hosts for a number of years before it sort of fell prey to its own success. And the fighting among the people who were running it just led to its dissolution. But before that, Gene and I both, Gene Burns and I were both on the board as the Boston representatives in talk radio. And Gene, who worked in Boston and Philadelphia and New York, he started down in Orlando as a newsman, and in 1974 started doing talk and had extraordinary success because he was good. He was not like most of the talk people, a lot of noise and not much substance. He was not insulting. He was kind. He was intelligent. He took the softer approach. He had some, though, moments. And so I thought we would bring to you for a few minutes some archived moments from Gene Burns' program in San Francisco on KGO.
Tonight, KGO 810 is bringing you an archived performance of the Gene Burns program. Gene Burns passed away yesterday after battling health complications for the past few years. He was 72 years young. In light of this, we bring you just one of his many great performances.
Good evening. Welcome to hour number one of the Gene Burns program for this Tuesday. It is the 19th day of August, and we are here to talk issues of the day. The matter to which I want to turn my attention as we open the program tonight is the study. It's on the front page of the San Jose Mercury News today, among other places. And it points out that California leads the nation in births to immigrants and says that the internal data make it clear that those immigrants are not necessarily poor immigrants, particularly when it comes to California. That in many cases, those immigrant families are doing rather well. It's an interesting study, which I commend to your consideration. But what it did for me was to raise a question which came up last night when we were talking about politics on the matter of abortion. As you know, abortion remains a hotly contested issue. I, of course, believe that people ought to be able to make up their minds about things like abortion and act on their decision, absent the interference of the state in any formal way and their neighbors in any informal way. These are very personal matters. They arise out of religious conviction and personal philosophy, and those convictions ought to be respected.
Gene Burns had a way with words like nobody else. Mm. Barry Farber is someone that...
They suck you in.
Yeah, yep. They really do. Yep. Barry Farber's the same.
He is.
He's still around doing it. His vocabulary, use of the English language, just magnetic. So we pay tribute to Gene Burns, who passed away this weekend.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Do you ever wonder why your cat gets so demanding when you're on the phone? Well, if you own a cat who won't give you any peace, jumping up to see you and saying hello while you're talking on the telephone, think about this for a moment. You're talking, your cat doesn't see anyone else around. She comes in, jumps up, rubs around you, and generally makes a royal nuisance out of herself. It gets to the point where you think she's jealous or maybe even spiteful because you're spending time doing something other than loving and playing with her. Well, that's simply not true. As far as your cat is concerned, you are talking to her. After all, no one else is around, so who else could you be talking to? You know, cats are really clever, but no one has yet been able to explain to them the miracles of modern technology. So the next time your cat comes into the room and you're talking on the telephone, understand her point of view. There's no one else around. You're sitting in the room all by yourself. No one there but the cat. You're talking. Of course, the cat assumes you're talking to her. They're pretty clever. Say hello to her, give her a pat on the head, then get back to your phone call. All more next time. The other day, a long-time customer reminded me that the vitamins I developed, Hugs and Kisses, are now keeping a second generation of their dogs and cats healthy and looking fabulous. It's been 20 years, and back then it was a popular misconception that all the nutrients your dog or cat needed were in a high-quality pet food. That's exactly why I formulated Hugs and Kisses supplements, insisting on the finest ingredients like lecithin as the number one ingredient. And to support your pet's immune system, I formulated them with rich antioxidants. The result is softer fur and no more chewing or constant scratching. Hugs and Kisses vitamin and mineral supplements help reduce shedding and promote overall wellness. With my 30-day money-back guarantee, you can be confident your pet will be soft and shiny in no time at all. People will actually compliment your pet on their shiny coat. Just read the comments on my website at thepetshow.com. Both dogs and cats love the taste of my chewable Hugs and Kisses supplements. Even picky eaters love these semi-moist nugget treats. Order your jar today. Just call the Hugs and Kisses counselors at my office at 1-800-430-4847. 1-800-430-4847.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self- self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
The 9th Annual Health Freedom Expo returns June 7th through June 9th at the Schaumburg Convention Center in Schaumburg, Illinois, featuring over 75 world-renowned doctors, activists, and experts. Meet Dr. Joel Wallach, author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, actress and activist Daryl Hannah, famed Dr. Patch Adams, women's health expert Dr. Joan Borisenko, GMO activist Jeffrey Smith, and renowned natural health doctor Dr. Joseph Mercola. Sample delicious, healthy foods. Watch award-winning documentaries. Attend exciting panel discussions. Discover the latest natural health products. And be sure to check out the expo hall filled with 200 exhibitors. Don't forget about the new interactive pavilions and receive free screenings. It's all here under one roof for only $20 a day or $45 for the entire three-day weekend. It costs less than a doctor's visit. But hurry, tickets are going fast. For tickets and info, visit healthfreedomexpo.com or call 888-658-3972. The Health Freedom Expo, your one source for total natural health solutions.
Actually, almost 34 at the hour. It's Memorial Day 2013. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn. Jennifer's going to be here to go through the television report. I've been wanting to go through this list also. I hope we'll have some time. The 10 most important dramas in the history of television, according to TV Guide. So we get to that in a few minutes, plus some of the specials that will be going on today. There are always on these holidays marathons.
Yes.
Not important marathons. What does it take to make a hit show? Great ideas and access, matter of fact.
Good writing.
Yeah, right.
Duh.
Yeah. There is a suggestion, Jennifer, that the television business get into the Marvel comic business the same way the movies. I was amazed to sit through, Meredith and I went to see the other night, The Great Gatsby.
And did you like it?
Yeah. I did. I had never read the book, so I didn't know the story, frankly. And as I went through the experience, it reminded me a little bit of Citizen Kane. And I don't know why, I just thought it. And so, having said that, a lot of gaudiness, a lot of CGI, very bright, big, bold story. DiCaprio is very good. I think Tobey Maguire was very good.
Mm-hmm.
But the story is a troubling story.
to be sure, but it's wrapped up in the ambiance that was the 1920s in our country. And
Which was a beautiful time period. So yeah. I'm sure at the very least the movie was beautiful to watch because
yes.
the costuming and the architecture
right.
and all
yeah.
that.
Yeah, yeah. But the reason I tell you the story is because the previews contained at least three Marvel comics as movies.
Mm-hmm.
We all know how these superheroes have been getting into the whole arena, the whole space, if you will. And Marvel, that name, whoever controls it, is making gajillions. Because all the characters that they licensed are now becoming movie characters.
Mm-hmm.
So now the next extension of that is to bring these characters to television. And apparently a lot of money has been waved in front of people like Robert Downey Jr. to do a show that is Iron Man, in essence, on television. Now, why would you do that while the movie franchise was still going strong? I don't think you would. And maybe the movie franchise will never... those movies have gotten better, if anything else, as have some of the other movies about these superheroes. But yet, Marvel has now started looking around to do sort of the opposite thing. Star Trek started on television and then became a much more popular movie franchise. I mean, look at how popular Star Trek, the one that's out now, is after a couple of weeks at the box office. Stupendous results.
Mm-hmm.
But then, you know, you can go either way with this. I just found it interesting to see that they want to turn this into just basically a money machine. That's what business is all about, right?
That surprises you?
No, it doesn't surprise me. I just wonder how good it would be on a small screen versus like Star Wars. Most of these movies don't work so well unless you've already seen them. If you've never seen a Star Wars movie and you see it on television, it doesn't work as well. I don't think it works as well, anyway, as seeing it on the big screen. And I just, in a reflective way, wonder how these things might work. But I know Marvel is the thing that attracted my attention was that Marvel was trying to figure out how they could do TV shows as an offshoot of some of the popular movie franchises, which are offshoots of the popular comics. And the, you know, the ideas that are put forth are never really what were in the old comics. Sometimes they come up with ideas, but they're usually brought around to modern day themes. And so you would wonder, does that stuff work today? I suppose maybe it might, but the big screen, you know, the effects that you see, these movies and the CGI stuff that you see, how can you make that work on a television screen? You don't see, I mean, what television show can you point to that's based on CGI?
Huh.
Nothing.
Nothing. You're right.
You can't point to a television show that's based on CGI.
Right.
Yet most of the action flicks today are all based on CGI.
CGI, right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
So, very observant of you today, Dougie.
Hey, listen.
CGI is expensive and takes a long time to do. It's
yeah.
only TV shows. They crank them out one
right.
after the other.
Move them out. Get some stories. Speaking of stories, I was earlier telling you about Gene Burns, who was a, if you didn't hear my sort of tribute to him, a fellow that I was friends with him for a long time. I met him first in the 70s. He came to a station in Boston and became very well equipped to discuss the issues of the day. That's what they did on the station that he was on, and that's what he did on all the stations that he went to. He was on stations in New York and Philadelphia, down in Orlando, as a matter of fact. He really was the king, and he started out doing news in Orlando, then became a talk show host. So he found an excerpt from a profile. And the reason that I spend time, some of you who didn't know who he was one of the most provocative, thoughtful, intelligent people. It's been back to the old days of conversation radio when you actually heard something intelligent being discussed rather than the bunkum that you hear on so many of these stations today. Oh, with some of these hosts. It just is. It's just, I say that lovingly to my brethren, but there's a lot of garbage on the air today. There are some good hosts, but there's a lot of junk.
Mm-hmm.
Gene Burns set a tone that was just superb. And so here he is being interviewed by a television station, and they take excerpts from his show, and it sort of tells you, it gives you the tone and timbre of a man who is a great, very stable focus and force in the talk radio world.
Rock and roll, country and western. Sometimes music just isn't the answer. Maybe what you're looking for is a little good old-fashioned country.
controversy.
27 minutes after 2 o'clock, 2:27 on today's Gene Burns program. Our guest is G. Gordon Liddy.
Gene Burns is well respected for his controversial news talk show on WKIS-AM. Whether it's convicted Watergate conspirator G. Gordon Liddy or John Doe, Burns is in the know, getting to the point in any conversation.
Gordon, we could get easily into a battle over Richard Nixon without any difficulty at all, and I know Watergate is not your favorite subject, but let's step off to the philosophical for a moment. Can you preserve the law by stepping outside of it?
Politics is a rough, tough game. And the way I look at it is, if you are not prepared to engage in that kind of rough, tough, hardball combat, you really ought to stay out of politics, because there's no one who's in it at that fast-track level that operates in any other manner. I mean, that's just the nature of the beast.
Burns has been with Orlando's only all-news talk station for 12 years. His job takes lots of time and lots of preparation.
In our line of work, news talk, you have to develop a program of interest to the audience with general guests and always be available to go where the breaking news is, whether that's the Falklands or downtown Orlando or the Middle East or New York State or whatever. And I spend an enormous time reading on my own. I subscribe to about 40 periodicals, and I read 5 newspapers and have a huge library of books. So that's how you really prepare.
While Burns headed for the greener pastures of CBS, he says he's back in Orlando to stay.
Yes, you can go to the larger markets and make more money. But I have a favorite saying about that. The grass is always greener on the other side of the fence, but the water bill is higher. That's why the grass is greener. It takes a lot more water to make it greener.
Sherry Hood, Newswatch 6.
That isn't what happened to him. Wow. He did go to Philadelphia from Orlando, then he went back to Orlando,
yeah.
And then he went to Boston, then he went to New York,
so
and
he
then
bounced
went to San
a little.
Francisco. Yeah. Well, he didn't really buy. He was very stable. His career lasted a long time, almost 40 years. If you average 10 years on a station, that's pretty good. The essence of his Boston time, I think, was about 10 years. New York was 3 or 4, Philadelphia 3 or 4. Been in San Francisco for quite a long time. I think that's where he stayed the longest, felt the most at home. But he was a great... I remember visiting him. He had an apartment on Commonwealth Avenue. And it was just a wonderful, as he described it, books everywhere. He had a very comfortable, it was a wonderful, looking out over the Charles River, and his interest in, he never owned a car. Gene had health problems, and he always used public transportation or a car service to get him around. Never drove. I'm not even sure he ever had a license. He had MS, affected negatively his health most of his life. I think he did have a car down in Florida, but I do not believe he had a car in Boston. Relied on public transportation or, as I said, the car service. And he spent most of his time when he wasn't working reading or enlightening himself or engaging himself in what was a very important thing. The most important thing to him was knowledge. He always, he never argued with people in the sense that, but he was always the winner of any argument because he always had the, the knowledge and the facts. And so I was interested to hear him and Gordon Liddy. Both of them have been friends of mine. They're two more different guys you couldn't find on the planet. You could not imagine two people who are more different. Gene didn't, he liked Gordon Liddy. As a matter of fact, I'll tell you a quick story before we get to Jennifer's television report. Gene was the president of this organization I was talking about a few minutes ago, the National Association of Talk Show Hosts, and I was vice president for a year. And Gene was sick for our convention in Houston. We were honoring, we gave the First Amendment Award to Gordon Liddy. I had never met Gordon before. And so it became my job to take care of him and his family. And at the same time, Gloria Allred, who was doing a radio program on KBC at the time, was a member of our organization, a bombastic character, a legal advisor, a lawyer to many interesting cases and personalities, and now is a judge on television. She is decidedly liberal and couldn't stand the idea that we as a group had voted on giving the Freedom of Speech Award to Gordon Liddy, the convicted felon. So she arranged a big protest at this convention, which was at the Houston Space Center. And we had thousands of people that came to this thing. And it, just as we were begin our ceremony, she trots out this big placard and a bunch of her pals from Houston. And so they, and they made sure the television cameras were there. So they had this big protest, giving the award to Gordon Liddy as a horror. It's an outrage. He should be in jail. Well, he'd already been in jail. Anyway, it was
a fiasco.
Huh?
He did the time already.
He did, but it was a fiasco I will never forget in my life because I was in charge because Gene wasn't. Gene was sick, so I was the acting president, and I had to deal with all of this stuff. And it was, it became a complete circus. But Gordon and his wife and his son were very stable, and they, Gordon was a wonderful speaker. He captured the imagination with his stories of the crowd, and it was a great evening after I calmed Gloria down. But before that, for half an hour, it was a circus. And I said to Gene, I called him after it was over because he was home. I'd forgotten what he... But he always had a lot of health issues, so I forgot what the problem was. And I said, you wouldn't believe. He said, yeah, I would. I know it was going to go. Oh, God. Some wonderful stories of things that have happened to us that have... people who have done this. In a sense, Jennifer's father is kind of that cloth because he's been doing that sort of radio in Los Angeles for a long, long time.
Yeah.
And it's just, we've had a lot of fun. We continue to in this arena,
it's,
I think.
It's still fun, yeah.
It really is. I mean, I love every day.
It can be more challenging now, but it's still a lot of fun.
It is, because you have to be a little more careful of some of the things that go on. But I'm so thankful that I have Jennifer and Roberta and the likes of the folks who are here with me every day. It does hopefully help a lot of people who listen to this program make it a better day. And here's a way of figuring out what you can do with your day today as we check television now. The essence of what we have, not necessarily, I suppose we could look at it, the negative side. A lot of repeats today, Jennifer.
Yeah, but repeats are fun. Come on, some great shows are happening. But there is some live programming tonight, Dougie. A little program reminder. Our friend on the show is Jewel. She's a great singer. She's done a little bit of acting, and she's got a big role coming up tonight. It's called Ring of Fire. She plays June Carter Cash, and it's premiering on Lifetime. So if you're around tonight, check it out at 9 p.m. on the Lifetime Network. She stars with Matt Ross. He'll be Johnny Cash, and she plays June Carter Cash. And what I, from what I've heard, she's very, very good. And she's doing all of her own singing. And please check it out. Because we love Jewel. She's a friend of the show. All right, now, if you would like some repeats today, of course, marathons come with every big holiday, and this one is no different. Today, NCIS will air from 6 a.m. until 8 p.m. on the USA Network, Freaks and Geeks from 9 to 3 on IFC, and Roberta, Doctor Who, airs from noon to 6 today on BBC America. Also, the Hatfields and McCoys miniseries from 6 p.m. to 4 a.m. on the History Channel, and Mad Men all day today, so check it out on AMC. Now, the rumors are swirling about American Idol. Last week, we learned that Jennifer Hudson and Kelly Clarkson and Adam Lambert were in the contention to become the judges on American Idol for next fall or for the next year's season. Well, Jennifer Hudson did kind of give us a little wink when asked if she was in negotiations.
Wink, wink.
Wink, wink. So we think she's still in the running. But Kelly Clarkson, however, said, no, no, no. The rumors were rumors. She will not be judging the competition. I wonder why Kelly is so bitter against American Idol. She doesn't seem to ever want to go back. I think maybe been there, done that. Now, Blake Shelton last week announced that he wanted to do a relief concert for the victims of the tornadoes in Oklahoma, and the details have started to emerge. It will air on May 29th on NBC, also on all the NBC cable networks. He's got some of the voice judges performing, plus Miranda Lambert will be there. He'll headline, and Reba McEntire and Vince Gill will also perform, so it should be a pretty good show. You can actually buy tickets to attend. It'll be at the Chesapeake Energy Arena, and you can buy the tickets for as little as $25.
So it's Wednesday.
A pretty good deal, yeah. Mm. Yeah, Wednesday.
Okay.
Live on NBC, and then you can donate and do all the fun stuff that you
Well, as we get into the summertime, there'll be a lot of these causal things or anything that gets people off the beaten path. They're more and more... wanting less and less in the repeat department.
More and less and less.
I remember when the summertime was all repeats. You'd have
25
original shows, and they just repeat them for the next 25 weeks, and that was
the
end of it.
What's great is they're doing summer shows. I mean, Rookie Blue, for one, on ABC is one that I really like, and it's a summer show.
True Blood, actually.
Yeah.
True Blood comes back to them.
Yep.
Well, that was the Burn Notice and some of these other ones that came
from
the cable.
Coming back,
all have done well. They're coming back. Jennifer Horn, the television report here on Good Day, 51 after the hour.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus, again on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, with a review of some of the hot medical news and stories of the week, including a focus on diet, specifically the Mediterranean diet, how it may be good for you in ways that heretofore were unaccounted for, Ken.
Great news out of the Journal of Neurology, Neurosurgery, and Psychiatry this week, Doug, that a Mediterranean diet with added extra virgin olive oil or mixed nuts seems to improve the brain power of older people better than advising them to follow a low-fat diet. A Mediterranean diet is characterized by the use of virgin olive oil as the main culinary fat, high consumption of fruits, vegetables, and pulses, and moderate to high consumption of fish and seafood.
And this is something we've been talking about for a long time, really, how good this diet is for you. It just adds to it.
Adds to it. It just lowers the inflammation, lowers the cholesterol, very heart healthy, very circulation healthy.
For, as a reminder, Dr. Ken, for those of you who don't know or are familiar with him, he's here on my program during the week, and we do a two-hour special, sort of an extravaganza, how-to health on the weekend. You can find us anytime on a lot of radio stations that carry the Monday through Friday program, carry the weekend show as well. You can check it out at DougSteffen.com or DrKenShow.com. And as a cardiologist, he studies matters of the heart in a different way. Noise and dirty air, not good for your clients, your patients, Dr. Ken.
Exactly. American Thoracic Society this week, that air pollution and noise pollution, they both may boost the risk of heart disease. Both air pollution and noise pollution, they represent important health problems. So sadly, people who live near highways, Doug, they're being harmed by air pollution and by noise pollution.
Wow, look out for that. As if that weren't enough, the obesity epidemic, abused children. Now, how do we mean? Physically, mentally, emotionally? are at risk for obesity?
Doug, children who are physically, sexually, or emotionally abused or neglected, they're at greater risk for obesity later in life. So child abuse can be viewed as a modifiable risk factor for obesity.
A CT scan is a CAT scan, right?
Exactly.
All right. They now, according to the research, have been able to reduce lung cancer deaths, they being doctors, by using the CAT scans. I thought this was kind of old hat.
Well, this is out of the New England Journal of Medicine about the benefits of screening, that about 158,000 people die from lung cancer in America each year, often because it's detected too late for effective treatment. And the news this week out of the New England Journal of Medicine is that low-dose CT scans, they can save lives. Low-dose CT scans pick up significantly more lung tumors than a chest x-ray can. And by identifying malignancies sooner, low-dose CT scans will reduce the death tally. So you want to screen current and former heavy smokers, especially once they get into their 50s.
What happens in a CAT scan versus an MRI? How different are they?
Well, the CAT scan uses radiation. The MRI uses magnets to image. And what we find for looking for lung cancer, it seems like the CT scan is the most effective. Mm-hmm. And sometimes the MRI, especially when you're looking at the spinal cord, is more helpful. But there's just benefits for imaging using one or the other.
One of the things, a quick moment or two on this 3D printer. Guy who had a face transplant, they used a lot of things that they made in a 3D printer to fix his face. Did you see that?
Yes, and this week the big news is the child whose airway was manufactured by a 3D printer saved his life, and that's an amazing breakthrough, never ever been done before.
Right. Dr. Ken is brought to you by the folks who bring Cardiol to our country to help lower your cholesterol. It's an excellent way for you to deal with a problem that Ken has to deal with, and so many of you, every day.
Doug, did you know the leading cause of death in America? It's heart disease. And as a cardiologist, I want to talk to everybody about safely managing their cholesterol levels. And one of the factors in your risk of developing heart disease is definitely this cholesterol. As a cardiologist, I'm always looking for safe, effective ways to help my patients lower their cholesterol. And I found that one of the best products is all-natural Cardiol. Because Cardiol, it's imported from Italy. It's subjected to stricter quality control than many supplements made in America. The results, a more potent product, free of contaminants. My patients have had great success lowering their cholesterol using Cardiol, with many seeing results in as little as 30 days.
I had great results using Cardiol. You can too. Get a free 30-day trial of Cardiol by calling 888-809-6424 or go to cardiol.net/Ken for the free 30-day Ken trial. That's cardiol.net/Ken or 888-809-6424. Why wouldn't you want to get a free 30-day trial of this wonderful supplement, Cardiol?
Hey, everybody. Jason Lewis here with another great idea from JasonLewisTeam.com. Now, how would you like an energy drink that's actually good for you? That's right, one that not only gives you an afternoon pick-me-up, but that's loaded with the most important antioxidants for reducing the damage from stress. It's called Pollen Burst, and it's a natural burst of energy that lasts for hours. Now, most energy drinks rely on a massive dose of caffeine, sugar, or even vitamin B. Pollen Burst takes a more balanced approach, and that's why I like it. I also love the fact that Pollen Burst has plenty of vitamin D and green tea extract. This is the best energy drink I've ever tried. So trust me, you'll not only like it better than the others, you'll love the way it's individually packaged for freshness as well. They've got these on-the-go stick packs. They're great. Pollen Burst. It's available at JasonLewisTeam.com or simply call 1-855-310-TEAM. For a natural burst of energy, it's Pollen Burst at JasonLewisTeam.com or 1-855-310-TEAM.